Hi, welcome to another episode of Happy Hamstrings. This is your brand new episode for the date of March 24th. The year is 2022. It's actually a Thursday afternoon and I'm just now getting home. I had two classes today. They went great. They weren't just good, they were great. And Frosted Flakes is not a sponsor. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I hope that everything is going your way today, whatever you're doing and wherever you're at. If you're new to this podcast, just a little note. The whole point of this podcast was to document my yoga journey because I started my 200 hours of training back in 2019. And I did not know where my goals would take me. We got really serious about setting goals in that time. And one of the goals I set was to do my 300 hours of training, which I've completed by now. And I'm a 500-hour certified yoga teacher. I'm also over 5 years of NASM, which is National Academy of Sports Medicine. I'm a personal trainer with NASM. So what that means basically is NASM is a recognized and accredited brand for certifying fitness professionals, and I do have certified personal trainer from them. So moving on to what I wanted to talk about. It's not going to be much. Today's going to be super quick. So today I had those two classes and they went really great. I subbed the water aerobics this morning and it was so much fun. I had about 7 ladies in that pool and they were just so happy. Like, they were laughing, I was laughing, even the lifeguard and the front desk staff walking by, they were laughing. We were just, the front desk worker, he was like, y'all were just having a party in there. It was like, I almost went over. That's the first time I've ever had a water aerobic session. And I looked down at my stopwatch and I said, oh my gosh. I said, I've already been doing this for 58 minutes. I said, time flies when you're in the pool, right? Well, of course, I don't teach from inside the pool. You wouldn't be able to see my legs if I did. So I'm up on the pool deck. The first thing I do before I start class is I pull out like a fatigue mat. So I have a nice little squishy mat to jump up and down on. That way I don't end up hurting my knees or my ankles or my feet. It gives me a lot of padding so that instead of just jumping up and down on the concrete, I'm actually doing the movements on a padded surface. And it was fun. We just, the whole hour I was in there, we did belly dancing. And we had such a great time. Like, I just wish I did that all day long, which I know sometimes, like last Thursday, it felt like I did, but I really literally wish. I wish I worked 40 hours a week just teaching yoga, water aerobics, and spin, if that were possible, like physically speaking, and I think it could be. It could be so. It's possible, right? So I was a little worried before spring break, if you've been following along. I was kind of, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm going to have all this extra time. And as usual, this extra time has flown by. Like, it's flown by so fast. It's already Thursday and I haven't finished the lanyards that were ordered by The Moon. There's a store called The Moon in Jacksonville. And she actually did order some lanyards from me last week. And I told her Friday I would make them promptly. And due to some reboots where I put everything on there and then I took some things off the chain, making the lanyards, I've made it tedious for myself. It's kind of like when you do a painting and then you just say, oh, I don't like this, and you cover it up and you just start over. I feel like I'm running in place. So I'm trying to get ready for Biker Bash and fulfill the orders for The Moon. However, tomorrow morning I am teaching water aerobics like one more time. And then I've got to take this car that we just got to get it checked, because it's actually almost funny, but it wasn't funny when it happened. We just got this brand new car. My husband and I have never, between the two of us, I mean, we're mid-40s, whatever, mid-40s and late-40s, and neither of us have ever in our lives purchased a brand new car. So we've never had that thing where you can push the button to start it before. And when it was cold, I guess a couple of months ago when we went out to eat and get some Mexican food, he decided to try that option of starting the car so it would warm up. The only problem is it wouldn't unlock. And I have a keychain too to that car. It's not my car, but we both pull out our keychains and we're both like trying like desperately to unlock it. I think when he did it manually, it set off the alarm. Like there's still a way to put the key in and turn it. And then he set off the alarm. So that was noisy and annoying and bothersome. So tomorrow I get to spend probably a greater part of my day instead of making the stuff for the biker bash like I want to be. I'm going to go ahead and get that checked out because you pay that much money for a car and it has these little extras. You expect those extras to do what they're supposed to do, because what is the point of making a car that can start and then I can't get in it when it started? Like, whatever. It's just a glitch. So that's why when I bought the car that I'm in right now, the Yaris, I was like, I want as little as possible, like technology-wise. I didn't say, like, I want the cranking windows, you hand crank it. I'm just like, the less computer stuff there is, the less there will be to break. That's the way I look at things. That's how my thinking is. Like, I didn't even want to drive. I have driven that new car once to get the oil changed. I don't even want to drive it today because it's too new. It makes me very nervous to drive a brand new car. Like, I almost owe the same on the car in the house. Like, that's how much money. It's so much money. Just things. Things you have to handle and get over. And I'm going to go get that taken care of tomorrow. Actually, what I should do is I should pack up some of my beadwork. So, while I'm at the waiting room area, I could actually get some things done there. Like, just stringing beads on a line. Just while I'm waiting so I can be productive. Anyway, I also taught a yoga class this morning. I use a chair as a prop on Thursdays and also went well. That went very well. There's a difference between chair yoga and then yoga with a chair. So we did a little bit of movements in the chair and then we do a little bit of movements using the chair like as a tool or a prop. And that went great. It was fun. Like so much fun. So, besides getting ready for the biker bash and having to take the Kia to the dealership and having the water aerobics tomorrow, I really don't have anything else to do. Like, I make it sound like it's so much, but it's really not a lot because I could technically, like, I could go to the biker bash with what I've got. I just feel like having today and tomorrow is a good opportunity to go ahead and make some more stuff. I've been doing workouts all week on Instagram. The hashtag I've chosen is cockybreak2022. So hashtag cockybreak2022 if you want to find those. I did it last year, hashtag fear the break instead of fear the beak, because the big hashtag at the college is hashtag fear the beak. So I thought it'd be funny last year to be like hashtag fear the break and have like a routine laid out so they could have their own home workout or beach workout as it were. And I know last year some of them did it. I've had quite a little bit of feedback, but no one's admitted openly to doing my workouts this week. It would be a lot more motivating to go ahead and just do that workout right now if somebody was, hey, I do this. But I'm sure somebody will, right? The thing is, if you teach fitness, never convince yourself that people aren't going to do it. Because eventually they are. They may see it later. They may just do it later. Or they may do the workout and then they won't tell you. So same thing if you post up art. Just because you don't get a big reaction, that doesn't mean that people don't appreciate you. Just take it as it comes. That's pretty much all I've got today. I was going to do a meal planning episode, but that had to be pushed way back. Because last weekend when I was helping with that reception, I ended up with like so much food. I should say, like, if you're listening and you RSVP'd that you were coming and you didn't, thanks, because I had like a whole week's worth of groceries. Like, thanks sarcastically, because I'm sure that hurt my family's feelings a little bit. But like, also seriously, thanks. I'm a little bit tired of eating the same thing all week, but we had a lot of free food this week, so that helped in its own way. If you're listening to this right now, and it's not quite Saturday, Saturday, March 26th, 2022. If you're hearing this and it's not quite to the 26th of March, we're going to be at Biker Bash all weekend long at the Harley-Davidson in Oxford. Come on down and see us. They're going to have a cornhole tournament. They're going to have bands. They're going to have a limbo contest at 3 in the afternoon. There's food trucks. There's going to be all kinds of stuff happening. I don't see that they're advertising crafts, but that's okay. I think that the big draw is the bands. And just location-wise, it's going to draw in a lot of traffic because of where it's at. We will have a lot of just traffic flow, so there will be people coming up. I got so lucky because the woman who runs this and markets this comes to my spinning classes. Otherwise, I would never have known about it. Like, I just never would have been involved. I just got really lucky that she comes to my spinning and she started following my social media. She liked me and invited me. So just luck. It was just luck, or maybe just the fact that somebody liked me and then I got lucky because she invited me. I'm happy either way. So just come on out and see us at the Biker Bash. You can get involved in either that cornhole tournament or that limbo contest, or you can just come and watch the bands and have a laugh. It's going to be fun times. You can follow Hooligan Harley Davidson of Oxford on Facebook, and they're going to keep updates going there. It's actually got a lot of likes. So that means when they made the post, a lot of people saw that, hopefully. I'm going to share it out as much as I can. I'm not really that good at promoting myself. When I'm like, hey, come out and see the... That's why I've just got the website. A lot of folks don't want to do social media because it's so toxic. I get it. That's why I have the website. My website is yogijulz.com. That's YOGIJULZ.com. And if you go to the schedules page, you are going to see the poster for not only the Biker Bash, but my alpaca yoga event that I'm partnering with the Blackberry Hill Alpaca Wedding Event venue. There's just lots and lots of space for us there. We're going to be there on May the 7th. And you don't have to decide now if you want to come. Just arrive right before 9, about 8:45 on that Saturday, May 7th. And come on out with your yoga mat. Or just enjoy the sunshine and then take a tour of this official alpaca farm, which is award-winning and apparently like a hidden gem in the hills here. If there's anything that's coming up for you, if you're doing weightlifting or yoga and you've got things coming up, please do let me know. If I don't have a corrective exercise or if I don't have an answer for your question, I will find out. Like, I won't give you a false answer or any kind of information that would be misleading. If you ask me a question and I don't know the answer, I have loads of teachers and access to them at any time, thanks to my vinyasa practice. So I can find out answers if I don't have them. But you feel free to reach out to me. And if you're thinking about getting your yoga certification, there's links on my website for that too. If you use the link, please use the links on my website. If you use the links on my website to get certified, I'm an affiliate, so that affiliate link, that's fun to say, that links up to give me a reward as incentive for sharing it out. And I stand behind my vinyasa practice because they are authentic, affordable, and it's very accessible. My motto, as always, is stay strong. So wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, I hope that you do stay strong, day or night, night and day, all day long, every day, all week. Stay strong in everything you do, not just strong physically, strong emotionally and intellectually. Have a great day. See you soon. I'll be back with some updates. I'll probably let you know either how the Biker Bash is going while I'm there or right afterwards. I don't know. If you want to see my workouts, go on Instagram and follow my Instagram. It's YogiJulz, YOGIJULZ. And I will be live sometime later today with a powerful workout. And then I'll put the fitness tracker stats right there on my Instagram story too, as an incentive or maybe a little motivation to get you to do it with me. All right, so take your time. Make sure you make space for yourself in this day. May you be healed. Namaste. Thanks.